This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our theme today is built around a passage of scripture where Jesus raises a man called Lazarus from the dead. A man once asked a Hindu priest, "Could you ever say, 'I'm the resurrection and the life'?" "Yes," said the priest, "I could say that, but could I make anyone believe it?" Jesus does say these words in today's reading. His own death by crucifixion was just around the corner, and Jesus proved the truth of his words when he himself was raised from the dead some days later. I'm opening with a lovely hymn which has this to say, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow," sung by Bill Gaither.
God sent his son, they called him.
Whilst on holiday in Rome, my husband and I visited some underground cemeteries called catacombs on the Appian Way. Below the surface of the ground, we discovered many long passages. At either side of these passages, deep recesses had been cut out to contain the last remains of the dead. The earliest graves there, which date back to the time of Julius Caesar, had been marked with signs of pagan gloom and hopelessness. But here there were also graves of many Christians who suffered persecution at the hands of the Romans. They'd been burned, some crucified, others sawn in two, and some had been thrown to wild beasts. However, the inscriptions on these graves showed no gloom whatsoever. In fact, they expressed a deep joy. These martyrs had known the presence of the living Christ, and they looked forward to the promise of eternal life which lay before them. They believed in a risen Lord, not merely a dead martyr. Their hope was based on the promises of Jesus, not merely some vain wish of their own. So before hearing our Bible reading, let's listen to another favourite hymn, a golden oldie, but timeless, a hymn called Blessed Assurance, sung here by the group Worship Always.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Everyone loves a good story, and today's reading from John 11, 17 to 45 is one of the most touching stories in the Bible. Let's listen and hear what it has to say to us. A friend of Jesus, the brother of Mary and Martha, has become seriously ill. So word is sent to Jesus to come post haste, but he delays his journey for 2 whole days. Only then does he depart, knowing full well that his friend Lazarus has died. I'm reading from verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odour, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Therefore many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him.
Said, remember me in the breaking of the bread. If you believe, then you shall live.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live on the life.
That was a hymn from a folk mass called I Am the Resurrection and the Life by Ray Repp. Mary and Martha must have been devastated when Jesus didn't immediately respond to their request, but perhaps he had his reasons. I suppose had he gone straight away and raised Lazarus, people might have suggested that Lazarus hadn't really been dead at all. This way, by the time Jesus got there, Lazarus's body had been in the tomb for 4 days and was already decomposing. We sometimes become disillusioned when our prayer requests don't get answered in the way we'd like. But I've heard it said that God does hear our prayers, sometimes with a wait-and-see response, sometimes with a no, for our own good. He views the greater picture, and we're not to lose heart in prayer but persevere in it. But what we can be sure of as we wait for prayer to be fulfilled is that God loves us. And when he does act, his timing, like Jesus' timing here in this reading, will be perfect. And we will discover many blessings, even in those painful moments of delay. Let's listen to a lovely hymn written by Samuel Wesley, the grandson of Charles Wesley. It's called Lead Me, Lord. When Jesus arrives in Bethany, we hear Mary and Martha's comments to him, Lord, if only. They both say the same to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Martha adds, but I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Here is great faith on Martha's part, but even so, she obviously doesn't believe it will result in a miracle after a four-day delay. When Jesus tells her brother will rise again, she naturally assumes that he's talking about the resurrection at the end of time. Nevertheless, both sisters are relieved that Jesus has come at last to be with them in their pain. Let's listen to an appropriate song here, sung by Joey Feek. It's called If I Needed You.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me? For to ease my pain. If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain. Oh, the night's forlorn and the morning's born. And the morning shines with the lights of love. You will miss sunrise if you close your eyes. And that would break my heart in two. If I needed you, would you thank you.
time ran out for their brother, and Jesus hadn't arrived to heal him. The thought surely must have crossed the sisters' minds. Why? Why, when Jesus had saved so many people, could he not have done the same for their brother? That's exactly what the crowd echoed. But we all ask that question at some times in our lives. Why me? Why us? We convince ourselves that God is not listening. He's out somewhere in that vast universe and he doesn't care about us to meet us in our pain. According to Scripture, nothing could be further from the truth. In John's Gospel, we're told that God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to dwell among us, to teach us everything about his Father and his love for us. Jesus then says words to Martha, which have given great hope to his followers down through the ages. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." These words, often read out at funerals, bring comfort still to many people. Here's Graeme Kendrick at Coventry Cathedral singing "For the Joys and for the Sorrows."
For the joys and for the sorrows, the best and worst of times. For this moment, for tomorrow, for all that lies behind. Fears the crowd around me, for the failure of my plans, for the dreams of all I hope to be, the truth of what I am. For this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus, I have Jesus. For the tears that flow in secret in the broken time, for the moments of elation, all the troubled mind, for all the disappointments, all the sting of all regrets, all my prayers and longings that seem unanswered yet.
The passage today reads also like a parable. That's the story with a moral behind it. It's apt for our world today, for God has given us rules by which to enrich our lives, and many have chosen to ignore them. And we're seeing just how much damage is caused through corruption and violence, intolerance and permissiveness, drunkenness and gluttony. The list is endless. However dead and hopeless we feel life is today, Jesus' voice speaks to us of forgiveness for our past and a new beginning. He calls us out from whatever tomb we have found ourselves in, just as he called Lazarus then, saying to us today, come forth, come, choose life. In the second book of Chronicles, God speaks a word to King Solomon about his kingdom. It has this to say, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and repent of their sins, I will forgive them and heal their land. These are the lines of our final song from my album Kaleidoscope of Characters, free on my website sheilahamilco.uk. It's time for us too to shake off the shroud from whatever keeps us bound and come and do beautiful things for our God. Bye for now.
When the heavens do not open and there is no more